This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and it is the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We still have to talk about economics in one lesson. We have yet to talk about Chapter 13, so as soon as we can get through your calls, if we can get through your calls, we'll do that. But your calls and thoughts come first. With you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
We go to Eddie. He is in Albuquerque, happens to be the program director of Kiva, our affiliate there in Albuquerque. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, good evening, Ian. Hey. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. I wanted to go back to like the bottom of the last hour when you had a caller from Arkansas, and Daryl was trying to read some sort of immigration passage on the statistics, and I wanted to kind of break apart that because I think it's important. I mean, you guys are kind of loading stories, individual stories or examples, and then I'm not really getting any kind of, and I know Daryl probably can cite this stuff, and he says it's footnoted and all that kind of thing, but, you know, the stats that I have on immigration and its impact, you know, are very different from the type of thing that Daryl is talking about. So, Daryl, could you recall that passage, please?
Which one? The part where it says a body of research suggests that immigrants settling in inner city areas, many of which still suffer from population declines and economic disinvestment from the 1970s, have revitalized some of these places. Consequently,
yeah.
It's possible
yeah.
that immigration reduces aggregate levels of crime by actually increasing the labor market opportunities of native-born workers and revitalizing urban neighborhoods. And then
yeah.
they cite specific examples of various locations. Austin, Texas, which had an increase of 580% in its immigrant population from 1980 to the year 2000, saw mm-hmm. no relationship between immigration and homicide, burglary, larceny, or motor vehicle theft.
So I think that if you go back and you actually look at some of those, you know, it's theorizing that that might likely be happening. But in the case of, you know, inner cities, and you're looking at, you know, big urban inner cities and things like that, they're actually competing for the same labor. And so it sort of creates this, and I know you're an anti-tax guy, anti-government guy, much like I am, Daryl, so we kind of park our cars in the same garage on that. Illegal immigration is actually a large tax on the people who are actually there paying into the system. And I'll give you just a couple of, you know, quick examples. The state of New Mexico has 5.6% of our labor force is done by illegal immigrants, undocumented, if you will, whatever you want to call them. I don't care how you refer to them or the PC way of doing it. But 5.6, roughly about 70,000 jobs here in the state of New Mexico, and that's pretty big. That's a pretty big burden for the taxpayer. Now, of course, the federal government's the one who subsists that, but we do have the Human Services Division that basically decides on who and how they hand that stuff out. And I actually visited.
Hold on, I'm confused.
You're saying that roughly 70,000 people in the workforce in New Mexico are undocumented immigrants?
That's correct, yes.
So how's
that a burden
on the state taxpayers?
Yeah, I'm getting to that. So okay. What you're looking at is an unemployment rate in the state, and we have the highest in the entire country at 6.8%. So when you start to look at these numbers, and, you know, our surrounding states, like Colorado's 3.3%, Arizona's, you know, 3.5% or so, 4%, I don't know. They're all sub 5%, and, of course, the national average is whatever, 4.5%. They're all doing much, much better around us. Now, as you've seen in Texas, what's happened there with a very large economy is they have really started to put some pressure with the extreme vetting. Well, where do you think those undocumented or illegal immigrants are going to start going to? Here. Because what we do here in the state of New Mexico is if they can't work or they can't find employment, right, they end up on the dole for the SNAP benefits, the supplemental nutritional benefits that you get. So they get that. They also can get energy assistance, and they can also get cash assistance without having a Social Security number. You can look that up. That's the same in every single state, okay, or same throughout the country. However, here we provide driver's licenses, and we are a sanctuary state to a certain degree. Santa Fe might see that. So we almost coddle these groups here in the state of New Mexico. Now, back to my point about 5.6% and the labor market in the inner cities, you've got those two groups vying for the same types of jobs. And so you've got a lot of exploitation that's happening here by companies, restaurants, various other jobs that seemingly it's always saying that they don't want to do this work, so, you know, why not give it to the undocumented immigrants so they don't really have to pay in. So let me kind of show you how the underground economy...
Before you go on with that, though, when sure. you say exploitation, you're referring to the fact that because they're undocumented people, they're able to be easily exploited by
Correct.
Employers who want to take advantage of them, like, oh,
yes.
you'll do what I say or else I'll report you to the government kind of thing.
Precisely. It's actually horrible. So that's
yeah,
how you get both the right and the left on this and why you... And it puts a burden on everybody because that additional... burden. If they're working, you know, sure, they're contributing to a certain level, but they're also being exploited, then they're not paying in. So what do they do with that money? And if you go to Walmart, right, on a Thursday, Friday night, and you see people who are wiring money, they have something called a money center right there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk to the lady in front, which I have several times, I'll literally walk in and I say, well, you know, what percentage of people are sending dollars? Because they're literally pulling cash out of their pockets. They're putting it down on the counter, and then they're sending it to Mexico, to Central America, to other places. And they're saying anywhere from 25 to 35%. And if a Walmart center is sending out, you know, $100,000 a day, if not more, just think about those dollars that are just not getting tracked, that are just sending, not coming back in, yet at the same time they can continue to feed their families based upon the assistance that they're getting. So illegal immigration, Daryl, and I'm glad that you're on. I didn't realize that you were the Daryl that ran for president, but this is a huge taxation that, and it's we as a people here in the state of Mexico are kind of getting coerced into this. We're being forced to.
Yeah, of course you're coerced into it. That's the tax system, right?
It sounds what you're arguing against is the welfare system.
Right.
And I've actually pulled up the requirements for getting temporary. Assistance for needy families in New Mexico.
Not TAMF. No, it's not TAMF. It's SNAP. So look at SNAP, and then look at the.
Cash assistance, and
yes.
TAMF is the cash assistance.
Oh, okay.
So and it says you must be a U.S. citizen. That your children must be U.S. citizens or have eligible alien status. You must have a Social Security number. Your family must earn less than a certain amount of money.
That is incorrect. So I actually have the breakout on the chart, and immediately down the street from the radio station is the U.S. Immigration, right across the street from the Human Services Division. And if you look at the grid and you walk in, it might say that explicitly on the outside and the information that you can get. But if you look at the form that they're looking at, which is both in Spanish and English, you do not need a Social Security number and you do not have to be a U.S. citizen. That is absolutely the case. And here's the problem, Daryl. The problem is that these
programs exist in the first place.
Well,
that's
yeah,
the problem.
Sure.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, it exists for people who need it, right? I mean, we want it, but we just don't want it to be abused.
No, we don't want it. We don't want it for anybody.
I want charity to take the place of welfare. I want it to...
I agree.
To where, you know, only the people who are voluntarily willing to help are the ones who are helping, not people who are coerced or threatened or forced into helping. And,
right.
You know, if you want to hang on and continue the conversation, you're welcome to. Otherwise,
yeah,
I know you've got guests, so I don't know if you want... Okay, so you do want to stick with us. All right, so hang on. We're going to continue with Eddie. And you're running for mayor in Albuquerque, are you not?
Any candidate for mayor who is involved with public media whatsoever cannot state whether or not he is doing so.
That's interesting. That's very different from here in New Hampshire, where none of those rules apply. They don't force you to get off the radio or anything.
It's called electioneering.
Yep. Okay. So you may or may not be running for mayor. Rumor has it that Eddie might be running for mayor, but we don't really know because we're not there and he can't confirm. So more with Eddie, who is definitely the owner and program director of Kiva. We can say that, right?
You can.
All right, we're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. You may dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype and you may Skype in at username lrn.fm. Most of the time, you're going to sound better than you will if you're just calling up on a regular old phone, although sometimes Skype can be a little janky if you've got a bad internet connection. You know, you'll drop packets, and that's a bad thing. And also, you probably want to avoid using, like, Bluetooth or speakerphones. And we've done some, hopefully, some work behind the scenes to hammer out some of the audio issues we were having there with Eddie in Kiva Land. He's in Albuquerque. He's the program director and the owner of Kiva, which is a longtime affiliate here on Free Talk Live. And, you know, Eddie, just as an aside, we've had somebody call in recently trying to, you know, talk about your beliefs and, you know, without you being on the line and you know, pointing out how different you are from Free Talk Live. And I was like, well, that's just a credit to Eddie, the fact that we can have differing beliefs and that Eddie is still having us on his radio station shows to me that he's a good program director and knows good entertaining content when he hears it, whether or not he agrees with it. So I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Yeah, not thank you so much for saying that. And not to mention, you guys are tremendously polite, and the talk is invigorating. And this is a libertarian talk. And prior to the top of the hour, you guys were talking about basically herding cats. And Daryl, you're running for president under the libertarian mantle. And I got to say, you know, Libertarian Party, it's a bit of an oxymoron. I'm not surprised Ian left. This is the home of libertarianism, but I can tell you this, the principles that that should be guiding it aren't guiding it for the last two elections from 16 to back to 12, and it really would be nice if the Libertarian Party could reestablish itself, and I look forward to real libertarians running for the mantle as opposed to kind of the Johnny-come-latelys.
Yeah, totally agree. Completely agree.
So one of the things we were also agreeing on was that the government welfare system is really the source of a lot of the animosity towards immigrants who are coming here. But unfortunately, what happens, and I don't know where you were going to go, but you can go over that, wherever that was here in a moment, Eddie. But, you know, unfortunately, what happens is people, even though they can identify that welfare is the problem, they don't believe that it can ever be, you know, eliminated. So they sort of accept that welfare is going to continue, and then they advocate for an increase in the police state as sort of their solution to handling their perceived problem of immigrants who are taking welfare, even though, as we found, a lot of immigrants actually pay into the system and don't take anything out of it. But regardless, you know, they place the blame where it really doesn't belong. The blame belongs with the state, but people are so defeated and they believe that you can't fight City Hall, as it said, so they not only accept the welfare state, but then they argue for a greater police state as the supposed solution, so you end up getting impoverished and then enslaved, and that's no good.
Yeah, so there's two solutions, right? The first is to eliminate the welfare state, and that is a lot harder to do than the first solution, which is to lighten the load and the burden, which I disagree with the fact of the burden. We actually have metrics. We know who and what and how, and that they can, despite what you see explicitly on websites, implicitly within the confines of the Human Services Department. It's a much different story. And I actually have multiple callers who have called in who actually work for the division who have said directly to me, we have to turn elderly senior citizens away, all these other people, but undocumented people can continue to be on until their children are the age of 18, and they actually don't even have to prove the age. So it is just a huge burden. That's not the direction, you know, I wanted to go with the conversation. So let me just kind of final point with this, and that is, it's a coercive tax by not upholding the law. And I realize, you know, I mean, I'm a Bastiat guy on law, just like you guys are. And I'm glad that you guys are talking about economics in one lesson. I mean, we're talking about free market approaches to things, and we are being coerced as a state where we can't afford it. We already have a pyramiding gross receipts tax. Our people here in the state of New Mexico are taxed to death, and literally they are forcing people due to votes and political coercion as well as political correctness, which is a sort of a tyranny of the left, you know, a little liberal fascism that's coming on right here, because they're getting people to buy into this economic system of dependency. And it's happening generationally, and has been happening generationally now, where the liberals actually control everything here in the state from top to bottom, as well as the votes on both ends. We are now approaching a period here in the state where we could end up filing bankruptcy within the next 2 to 3 years. That is a reality here for us.
Now, and if only governmental bankruptcy happened the same way that business bankruptcy.
Sure. Where they had to sell their assets and.
Where sell off all the assets and then the business ceases to exist.
It doesn't work that way with them, though. They,
yeah, no, it does.
Emergency managers.
Yep. The tax and spend liberals who are now up in, you know, the oldest capital in the country, Santa Fe, are actually just figuring out more ways to pummel businesses. So we have a burgeoning and blossoming microbrewery industry. We have a blossoming, you know, tobacco industry. They're going after that. They want to tax every single beer 25%. Well, all of these entrepreneurs who are making microbrewers and winning awards and things like that are now going to be moving to other states
sure
if something like that were to pass. But they continue to pass these unbelievable.
Oh yeah,
taxes.
They double down. We've seen that everywhere. I mean, it's not just New Mexico. It's, you know, it happens all over the place. Where, oh, what's that? An economic downturn? Well, let's just keep the tax rate the same, even though people are, you know, having a tougher time affording things because we are the bureaucrats and we must continue at our current levels of consumption, no matter what happens to our victims, no matter what happens to the people that we're essentially parasitic off of. And it's tragic. And it especially hurts New Mexico because you guys are already one of the worst economies in the United States.
We are the worst economy. We are almost as bad as Puerto Rico.
I don't know. I thought Mississippi was worse off than you guys.
We are not. No. At least Mississippi is trying to push in the other direction. West Virginia is as well. Our labor participation rate, our dependency. We're in a serious crisis here in the state of New Mexico with no real leadership other than people who come from other states and tell us and read the liberal book for generations. It's unfortunate, but I really do think that things are going to be changing around, Ian. And I appreciate what you do. Daryl, I appreciate what you do, and thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Eddie, thanks for coming on, talking with us. Always welcome to hear from you. You're like the most callingest program director I think that we've ever had, and I enjoy it. So
I love talk radio.
Yep.
That's why I do radio.
Good for you. Hey, thanks, brother. Looking forward to hearing good news from you about new station changes and stuff like that. We'll talk to our listeners about that when it happens.
Sounds good.
Appreciate your call tonight. More coming up here. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Scott. He's in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WTMA. Hello, Scott.
Hey there. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, that study you were talking about for the bottom of the hour, and Eddie brought it back up about immigrants. And,
yes, sir.
I was kind of shocked to hear you guys bring it up. It's the first time I've heard it brought up. And when it wasn't in an overtly racist context, normally it's used by racists. So you say you've researched it?
I didn't do the research. I'm reading a report.
You're reading a study about studies. You're reading a study that has examined multiple studies over a period of 4 decades.
4 decades, yes.
Hold on, Scott. We'll bring you back here. You can continue your thoughts. Stick with us. More with Scott in Charleston. You can also call the show and dial in toll-free here. Our number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live and the live Sunday show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here. Join us and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with you in studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. Skype on in here. Skype username LRN.FM. As we continue, we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Also want to let you know about SaveAtPurse.com. SaveAtPurse.com. You want to save on your purchases at Amazon? And I mean save big time, 20%, maybe even more, 25%. That's what I've been saving recently on my purchases over at Amazon by using Save It Purse. And the way you do it is you have to have Bitcoin or some other relatively popular alternative to Bitcoin, one of the other cryptocurrencies, because they do have a Shapeshift integration in the site over at SaveItPurse.com. But if you've got Bitcoin, you can buy stuff at Amazon at huge discounts, and it works. It sounds too good to be true, but this one is for real. You really can save 25%. I just did on some recent purchases. Daryl, I think you saved 23% on a recent purchase. So it's up to you. You decide your discount. If you're in a rush, you can save 5% instantly with Purse Instant and get some Prime shipping benefits out of that as well. It's really an amazing amazing deal, and I've been using it for more than 2 years. You really owe it to yourself, if you have cryptocurrency, to check out SaveItPurse.com. If you don't yet have cryptocurrency, you should check it out anyway, and then go get some cryptocurrency, because this is a number one reason in my book to use it. Let's go to back to Scott. He's in Charleston, South Carolina. You were calling regarding the study of studies that Daryl was sharing with us that looked at four decades worth of studies about immigration and crime rates, illegal immigration specifically, and crime rates. And
I don't think they were, you know, discriminating based on legal or illegal in this study.
But just immigrants, looking at
just
immigrants.
Just immigrants in total. Because the claim by a lot of people is immigrants come in here and increase crime rates.
That's true. Well, and Johnny Ray, you made an interesting point during the break that I thought was worth making on the air about, you know, why would an immigrant come here if they're being looked for?
When the argument is made that that immigrants take more in welfare or take loads and loads in welfare and take more than they give back, it defies logic to me because I feel like an immigrant, an illegal immigrant who's worried about deportation is not going to be going to offices and filling out forms and visiting government officials on a weekly basis.
Anyway, Scott, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, the times I've seen this study used, again, it was used overtly to support a racist point of view or contention, and it was couched that whenever immigrants come, legal or illegal, and displace black people in an urban area, it's an improvement. That these groups are less violent than blacks and more industrious. And so I just never took it seriously. It just seemed like something that, you know, started out with a conclusion and then just looked for data to support it. I haven't researched it or run it down, but I've only seen it used in that context to, again, as a racist.
Right, and I'm not seeing anything here saying that the immigrants are displacing anyone by moving into certain cities.
Are they talking about...
Well, they're not moving into new housing. I mean, they're not moving into brand new buildings.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's hard to afford
that. You said when they come in, they're moving into existing buildings.
And improving the neighborhood.
That was the phrase. That was the phrase.
Yeah, I don't think they specifically were, at least I didn't hear that, I haven't read the study, but I don't think they're indicting any particular race or urban population or anything.
I'm just saying that's the way I've seen it used.
The last time I drove through an inner city, I saw a lot of vacant buildings. So just because people are moving into the inner city doesn't mean that they're displacing somebody. It could just mean that they're moving into things that are currently vacant.
Right. And remember, immigrants don't necessarily mean Hispanics. There are different immigrants.
Oh, I didn't say they do. Including, that's what I was saying, from any part of the world.
Right. So including black immigrants. So,
Daryl, I challenge you on something that's really driving me crazy?
All right.
You keep talking about these people that come in, let's say illegal, undocumented, whatever you like, who take a job on the books, the ones that happen to work on the books, and some do, and with a fake Social Security number, and that gets withheld every paycheck, and they're never going to collect a dime of that. And you think that's some big contribution. You think that stimulates the economy. But you never mention that they've got one or two kids in school at $9,000 or $10,000 a head. And no matter how much Social Security's withheld, it's never going to make up for their kids in school or the family's emergency room visits or a myriad of other things that the government is going to pay for. So I think that's a dead on arrival there.
Right, well, I don't think I ever said that, you know, they're stimulating anything. What I have said is studies show that they pay more into the system than they collect. That's different than saying they're stimulating the economy.
Well, and that's also different than saying that, you know, because they don't collect when they are sending their kids to school, but that does cost. So, I mean, Scott may be on to something there.
Story here from U.S. News from March of last year. Immigrants that are illegally in the United States collectively contributed nearly $12 billion, or rather, collectively contribute nearly $12 billion each year to state and local coffers, according to a new report. The study from the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy found that immigrants in the U.S. without legal permission kick in billions of dollars in the form of income tax, property tax, sales tax, and other excise taxes. And then,
because if they are paying rent,
somewhere down in here it does wind up saying that, you know, they're contributing more than what they're receiving. And I think what they do include in here is the benefit of that government-subsidized education.
So, go ahead, Johnny.
I would like to say, Scott, that public schooling is a kind of welfare, and the fact that the American populace is being, can I say, raped?
Yep, you just did.
They're having their wealth confiscated from them to pay for these social programs, and we shouldn't blame the immigrants because a federal bureaucrat is stealing from you.
Or the local
ones. I'm not blaming them. We're talking about assigning costs. This is a cost accounting.
Okay.
Assigning the costs where the costs occur.
Well, the costs are
that's property tax. That's where the schools are being funded from. Those are the local bureaucrats who are threatening to steal your home from you if you don't pay whatever arbitrary amount of money that you want. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's more than half of the property tax bill goes to the government schools that I object to and I would prefer to not have to pay for. But ultimately, whether they're giving it to a bunch of native-born people or immigrants, I find it equally as objectionable personally, because it's taxes.
The average cost per student in Keene is about $20,000 per year. How many houses in Keene have property tax of $20,000 per year?
More than you'd think, but,
not many.
This one's $6,000, which isn't 20, but it's only a $200,000 house, so I would say anything in the $500,000 or up range, you'd probably be looking at $20,000.
Right, but it's nowhere near the number of houses that are anywhere close to the number of students that we have.
Hey, Scott,
is my point.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you,
I appreciate
Dylan.
The conversation. The toll-free number here, 855-453. And by the way, I did pull up the story I was talking about, which also is about Hispanics and crime rates and immigrants. It's in the American Conservative magazine. It's exhaustive. There's no way we'll be able to share much at all from it. But look for Hispanic, HIS-panic. Great piece from 2010.
We're coming back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast, because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. We'll do our best to get you on the air tonight, but if for some reason you don't get on tonight, because actually we've been pretty busy on the phones here on a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, if we don't get you on tonight, no big deal. We do the show live 7 nights a week. You can always call earlier any other night, and it's super easy to get on most nights of the week except Saturday. Saturday's usually wall-to-wall calls, but tonight's been pretty close to wall-to-wall calls, and I love it. I like it when people participate. I like the variety that you bring to the show, and it's not that I don't mind talking to you guys. You guys are great, Johnny Ray and Daryl, but, you know, the callers bring the spice of life to the show, the variety that, that I enjoy. So you can join us here, and the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live,
variety is the very bread of life, Ian.
Not the spice of life?
According to me.
Why is it the bread of life?
Because you'll die without variety. You'll go insane and you'll die.
But bread has gluten in it, and gluten is bad.
Gluten is not bad. Gluten is essential for all of us. And if you don't get your daily dose of gluten, Daryl, then you'll shrivel away to nothing.
Aren't there some people who are like super sensitive to it and can't eat it?
Yes.
I wish that I hadn't interrupted you.
Oh,
in the middle of what you were moving on to.
But there are gluten-free forms of bread.
Comment about variety and spice.
Does gluten have a taste?
I don't think gluten in and of itself has
gluten
a taste.
Gluten has a mouth feel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I've never had a gluten-free bread and never did a taste test comparison.
But the gluten-free breads don't have wheat, so they're generally like potato starch or coconut flour.
Okay. I'm mildly curious, but not curious enough to go out and buy a loaf of it, because I can barely even get through a loaf of bread anyway before it starts to go moldy, because I just hardly ever use bread for sandwiches or anything like that. Anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts here rather than our personal eating habits.
You do realize that you can make things other than sandwiches with bread.
With bread? What, toast?
Make bread
pudding.
Bread
crumbs?
What? Bread pudding, you can
make fried bread.
Yeah, that's fry bread. You can, you know, like put it in stew.
Okay. Yeah, well, bread crumbs.
No, I'm not saying crumb, like chunks of bread.
Chunks of bread.
In stew.
Croutons. Dipping, yeah, crouton. Well, it's kind of like breadcrumbs.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, so let's.
No,
croutons. That's not really
like
that
like
many
toast.
Other. That's not really that many other options, though, Daryl. That's like.
I'm just saying
two other
it
options.
Doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be a sandwich.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Mike. He's on the line in Ohio on via Skype. Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, Ian.
Yes, sir.
Bread. The gluten holds the bread together.
You could also put.
Hence the name gluten.
Okay. You could also put sauce and cheese and make like a little bread pizza.
Okay, fair enough.
So, when I was living in Denver, Colorado, I actually called the like food stamps in the welfare office, and you can like have a Spanish speaking version. There seems to be abuse in the system, and at that time, it kind of fired me up because I was one of these guys that was like, you know, we have to control this, we have to stop this, and there definitely is abuse in the welfare system. But
yeah, of course,
what you and Daryl were able to do and pull this from me over that time, which was back in 2015, is the fact that in order to quote unquote stop that, you have to have a severe police state. And so once you get that in your brain, because I saw the corruption and there is, but as you say, we have to work to get rid of the welfare state. And look, any welfare reform is a good thing. So if they're able to say no, you're not a citizen, you shouldn't get this, then that's a good thing, because the guys who are there who just come for welfare, you know, you can remove the carrot. But then when you really study like immigration and you start learning about it, you realize that like the Irish were actually discriminated against as early as 130 years ago, and those weird people who are like Trump supporters who call in. There was a guy, I work from home, so I'm on the computer and I'm listening to you guys. So I listen to LRN.FM all the time, mm-hmm. And I was listening to off the air live last night, and some guy called in and referenced your last name and was talking about your history, and I thought to myself, are you serious? I mean, Ian, if you're Jewish or whatever quote unquote Jewish means, how in the world does that matter? First
I have
of all,
no idea.
Second of all,
so,
who could
hold
tell?
On. This is the first I've ever heard about Ian being Jewish.
Yeah, I have no idea if that's true. I highly doubt it,
right.
But.
Yeah.
DNA test, so you'll get those results sometime soon.
It's not going to be soon. They said like 12 weeks, so it could be half, you know, quarter year before that comes in. But I didn't. I don't know anything about my history. I honestly have no idea. I think that my family's from France, but that's about all I know.
Right, and looking at you or looking at anyone who could care, and at first I back in the day I was like, well, we have to stop this immigration stuff, it's out of control, but then you realize you have to have a police state to do that. They're going to try to spend $100 billion on a wall, and I heard Ann Coulter talking about how it was great to have a wall.
It's crazy.
Like, well, she's like, well, if you have to realize that we were actually founded as an English country, and I'm like, wait a minute. What kind of weird, you know, nationalistic, because I have an Irish and a French background, you know, we're actually all mixed here in the United States, quote unquote mixed, you know,
mm-hmm.
but these people who like to tout their European heritage and all this, it's like, no, 130 years ago, the people who were English were like, don't let those dirty, ugly Irish in here because they'll end up ruining society. And then when you get that, you're like, wait a minute, what in the world are we doing here? Because if you're on the wrong side of it, you're screwed.
Yeah,
you know?
Weren't the conservatives the ones cheering on Ronald Reagan for demanding that a wall be taken down? I believe Mr. Gorbachev was supposed to take it down.
The wall that the East Germans called the anti-fascist protection rampart. So they needed to build the wall to keep the fascists out of East Germany.
Mm-hmm. How'd that work?
But of course, we know that the wall was built to keep people in East Germany.
And then, you know, my, how times have changed. Previously, the conservative hero Ronald Reagan in favor of taking down walls, but now the default conservative position is to put up a wall. And so it's just more evidence that the conservatives, just like the liberals, don't have a shred of a principle behind their belief system.
They don't. They've got a principle. The principle is, we're not that guy.
Okay, but they are those guys. I mean, they do want a lot of what the leftists want. They just couch it in different terms. They want bigger government. They just have different favorite government programs.
They don't want to drive 100 miles an hour off a cliff. They want to drive 90 miles an hour off a cliff because that's safer.
Well, the latest thing now is the border adjustment tax, which Paul Ryan wants a 20% border adjustment tax on all imports coming in here. That will absolutely destroy this economy.
All imports from Mexico or all imports, period?
All imports, period.
Good Lord.
Wow.
I mean that's a quote-unquote conservative view. I mean, are you serious? I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's so stupid, Ian. Hey, but anyway,
Mike, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Sound great on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's talk to David in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Hello, David.
Oh, hi. Yeah, a couple of things. I listening to that last caller, the all-American mutt. That's what we should all aspire to.
There you go.
The whole idea of these master race scams is a little bit creepy.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The thing I was going to raise, I don't. The headlines are now showing up about how much America is having to pay for Secret Service protection for Trump, and you know, they're projecting. I noticed this kind of mathematical formula when Nixon was able to get $5 million a year for Secret Service protection, and his entire pension was only $200,000 a year. But he was able to milk another $5 million per year in Secret Service protection. And so it came to this mathematical formula that the more you're hated, the more death threats you get, the more money you get. So every time he would say something stupid, he would get more money. And then, and so he was basically about a 20-to-1 ratio. And Dick Cheney then multiplied that when he got out. Now, he was well into the 100 million range, if I remember right. And now Trump is looking at, you know, 200, 300, 400 million a year in security costs. And again, the stupider he comes across, the more money we have to pay to protect him.
Yeah, maybe people should stop paying taxes. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, David. We're out of time.
And
but
it's not just Trump. It's Trump's family that gets the Secret Service protection as well.
So, out of time. Tomorrow night, you can join us online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check out Daryl at libertylobby.info, and we'll see you tomorrow.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.